made me think and reflect about myself. You exist in your own little bubble, especially when you start working for yourself. Your bubble gets very small. Going through things like mental exercises, being forced to think about why you're doing what you're doing and what your goals are with people with different backgrounds and different experiences is a really challenging but rewarding experience.
Welcome to Inside CTOX Podcast. I'm Donna, Head of Membership and Partnership, and today we're stepping inside the minds of some of the most innovative tech leaders out there. This isn't just a podcast. It's a place where CTO journeys come alive, where stories of struggles, breakthroughs, and growths unfold. We're here to unpack the experiences of real CTOs navigating through our CTOX Accelerator and membership program. So sit back, tune in, let's get into the story. Hey. I am excited to welcome today's guest, John Friedman.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you, John. John is a UK-based fractional CTO and fintech strategist helping asset managers in London scale smarter through technology. With over 15 years experience in the industry, John's built trading systems generating over 100 million in P&L, and scaled a team from just 7 to 90 plus. Now leading QuantFin, he partners with forward-thinking firms to modernize infrastructure, integrate AI, and turn tech into a true competitive edge. John lives just outside of London, England, and enjoying the work-from-home life with his wife and his son. Thank you, John, for joining.
Thank you. Great intro.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, now, you joined CTOX back in February of this year. If you can remember that far back, what was the pivotal moment that made you realize that you needed to join CTOX?
I remember discussing with Lior about the program and thinking about it, and sounded good, sounded useful. And he made a comment along the lines of the most successful people would just make a decision and commit. And I was reflecting on that, made a decision and committed.
Sometimes it's just taking that step, right? You've been very brave. So thinking about your journey through the CTOX Accelerator, tell me a moment when you genuinely felt a challenge. What happened, and like eventually how did you overcome that?
Some of the role-playing exercises and group sessions that we've done has definitely challenged me, made me think and reflect about myself. And I equate that with executive coaching, if people have been through that. You exist in your own little bubble, especially when you start working for yourself. Your bubble gets very small. Going through things like mental exercises, being forced to think about why you're doing what you're doing and what your goals are with people with different backgrounds and different experiences is a really challenging but rewarding experience.
Great. And what was the thing that helped you overcome that challenge?
I mean, similar to my first answer, I remember one of the things we were asked to do was thinking about occasions when we've procrastinated and not committed and delayed decisions. And that's just not really something that I do. So overcoming that challenge, any challenge for me, is often as simple as just starting. So I, like anyone, will have multiple things that I need to do at once. But when I pick up the next task, I just get on with it. And starting anything is the first step. I can probably pull out quite a few cliches at this point, but it is generally true. When you're working through something that makes you a bit uncomfortable and making you think quite deeply, once you get into it, it gets easier and easier, and hopefully becomes interesting and rewarding.
Is that what you would attribute your success in the program to?
In part, yeah. I see comments from others about putting off XYZ, or I've just come back to this and I did it and it turned out to be great. Some of the things that helped me get where I am, I could have put off. And as an example, we're asked to build a list of people to reach out to. And that list is intentionally quite deep and broad. And as I was working through it, there were people on there that made me think, I mean, I'm going to do this, but I'm not expecting to get anything out of it. It'll be nice to catch up with them, but what's going to actually come out of this? And several of those turned into paying clients.
Oh, excellent. So you never know where the next client is coming from. Like, that's good. That's great. Thinking about your personal story through CTOX, what has surprised you the most about your own personal growth?
I came into the program thinking the marketing side was just going to be a task that I'd have to do. And some of the initial bits that I went through were really not that exciting or enjoyable. So researching my niche, using Apollo to dig into companies and individuals that we could reach out to, I really didn't enjoy that. But I've seen the approach that CTOX is recommending evolve as well. So less mail shots and more very targeted outreach. And that suits the way that I work much better. Because the people that I want to do targeted outreach to, I enjoy my niche. I've spent 20 years in this business, and the people that I want to reach out to, I will have genuine topics of conversation to talk to them about. So that felt a lot more natural to me and turned out to actually be quite fun.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Okay. Can you share a story about a relationship or a partnership that you've built through CTOX and the impact that's made, particularly on your journey?
Relationships through CTOX, I'd probably highlight the staff, if nothing else. So yourself, Marissa, Lior, the ability to reach out and work through a problem or an idea, or even just share feedback and talk through what we can learn from things that have happened. That's very valuable to me, and it feels pretty natural. So I'd probably highlight that as a good relationship thing.
Oh, that's great. I promise we didn't make him say that. All of this is your own words, right, John?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's one piece of advice that you've learned through the accelerator, but that you'll carry forward forever?
Coming from the UK, we have a different sort of psyche to the US. So it's been really interesting to spend time with so many entrepreneurs from the other side of the pond. And that seems to be a thread that's quite common. If startups from the UK go over to San Francisco, it's sort of life-changing for the founders just to see how other people approach the same sorts of problems. It brought quite a bit of clarity to me to see Lior and Marissa talk through opportunities that myself and others encounter and really drill down into how it will move you and your business forward. So the equity offering versus actual cash each month in your bank. When you start your fractional journey, you'll be approached with those opportunities and potentially really interesting ones as well. But I think Marissa and Lior brought the clarity to me that you can't run a business like that. Mm-hmm. And the key bit about joining CTOX and setting myself up as a fractional CTO is it's not a side hustle. It's not evenings and weekends thing for me. I came down this road because I want more freedom for my own time. Weekends and evenings is the exact opposite of what I'm trying to do. So that means I have to be very thoughtful and focused on what a good engagement is for me and my business. And that clarity is not something you would figure out on your own until you've been through a year or two of ups and downs, I think.
It's clarity. That's a really good one, actually. That's good. Because you can use that in so many different aspects of life as well, with relationships, other projects that you're working on. So that's interesting. And where do you see yourself in 12 months?
I've been pleasantly surprised at the commercial success that I've had. So I'm in a very fortunate position that I now have clients and I've hit my revenue targets. In 12 months, I'd like the clients that I'm working with now to still be my clients, because I see genuine runway in terms of impact that I can make with them. What I deem a success in a year from now is having a book of clients that I'm working with that I enjoy working with. I'm very lucky that I've got several projects ongoing that are all intellectually interesting. If that's still the case, I'm going to be getting paid and pretty happy and enjoying myself as well.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And you mentioned like enjoy. How important is it to you to enjoy the work and the clients that you're working with?
I think that's one of the main advantages of fractional work. On a spectrum, you have a full-time employment, you have a contract by contract employment, fractional, and then some sort of gig type arrangement, I guess. Mm-hmm. That gig model doesn't work for senior technologists. So the fractional side for me is about maximizing my impact to be impactful. That equates for me with interesting stuff, because when technology can be a strategic enabler and an advantage for a business, that implies an interesting problem, which keeps me interested.
That's good. To stay interested. That's so important, I think, to your point of enjoying it. All right. Thank you. Thank you, John. Really appreciate that. Now for our final segment. We're going to do something a bit special. I'm going to ask ChatGPT live right here. John doesn't know anything about this. I'm going to ask Chat a thought-provoking, timely question, and you have to answer it.
Okay.
Are you ready? All right. I'm going to dictate this to Chat.
Maybe.
We'll see. You know, we're all big fans of AI, so. Okay. So I'm just going to put this into chat. Hello, ChatGPT. We love a bit of spontaneity. So we thought, who better to challenge us than AI? What question would you like to ask fractional CTO, John, at this moment in time? Okay. John, ChatGPT would like to know, if a client's product in AI becomes more strategic than your leadership team, do you let it lead or limit its influence to protect human decision-making culture?
Interesting. So at time of filming, I should premise this, in July 25, AI is a little bit away from that. So Anthropic let Claude run a vending machine, and it definitely didn't get to beyond human strategic levels. But if we assume it does, then why not? I think the value proposition of AI in some businesses is about efficiency and driving costs down, and those are the businesses that won't be long-term successful. The ones that are long-term successful, so the AI as a way to do more. So if you've assembled a leadership team that have got you to the point where you've achieved AGI within the concept of your boardroom, then lean into that and see how you can take it further. I mean, yeah, it sounds fun.
Time will tell. All right, thank you so much, John. Thank you for sharing your journey and your insights with us today. Your experience and your advice are incredibly valuable, not just to the CTOs, but to the broader tech community. Check in again for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the stories behind the tech leaders shaping the future, just like John. Until next time. Stories, experiences, and advice you hear today are incredibly valuable, not just for CTOs, but for the broader tech community and leaders. To our listeners, thanks for tuning in to Inside CTOX. Don't forget to follow us on social media, tag us, and share your favorite insights from the episode. We love hearing your feedback. Make sure to subscribe and check in again for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the stories behind the tech leaders shaping the future. Until next time.